He said, they were no room. He said, I want to get one, but he said, bash up the bad name for it.
That's a weird looking animal.
You do?
Where'd he say he got that?
His name's Helen. Here he got it from.
Oh, I didn't see that.
He got something up there.
This only says it was distributed in Salt Lake City, Utah.
His name's Helen.
No, that's just the name of the animal, the jackalope. That just says the address where you're supposed to address the postcard. I don't know what that would be.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know
what's wrong. My dog gets
me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she bought,
I've never seen anything like that before.
I haven't either.
That's something.
And she bought two little, right back about this tall, about a basket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like that.
Mm-hmm. You getting tired?
No, not too much.
Well, you know, let me know if you want to stop to eat or something like that. I could come back later, whatever you want to do. If you're hungry, we could take a break, or if you're tired, we could take a break.
Okay, then. Okay. We're going to see our lady friend?
Yeah.
Please, on your bed, right now.
I think we'll listen to the news. See what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
See what's media's going on. That's what's going on, too.
Is there a TV station here in Fort Worth?
That's in Fort Worth. Channel 11.
Oh, I see. Right.
11 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
I like that show on 5 on kind of listen.
Mm-hmm.
Your music,
mm-hmm.
Your preaching,
mm-hmm.
And that show back down. And we'll be having part.
Last time I was asking you questions about eating with things, knives and forks and spoons and all that. You know, when you get through with a meal, what do you say that you have to do to the dishes to get them clean?
Wash them with hot water, soap water.
Mm-hmm. And after you do that, in order to get the soap off of them?
Rinse them off.
You know, when you...
You rinse them off and you dry them. You let them green dry. I just leave my green dry if you want to. Suck the dry butter.
When you wash the dishes, you know that cloth or rag that you use when you're washing them, what do you call that?
Dish cloth.
What about the one that you use when you dry them?
A cup towel.
I see. And do you use one about that size maybe to bathe your face when you're taking a bath?
Wash cloth. Somebody used bath. Well, a little bit bigger than that. It's supposed to be a bath rag.
Bath rag.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit bigger than a washcloth.
Mm-hmm.
I see. That thing in there right over your sink that the water comes out of, what do you call that?
Faucet.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, that's soap dish.
Now, if something like that is outside in your yard, you know, that you might hook up your hose to, what would you call it then?
I don't know what that should be. Hose holder.
Well, it's something like that water comes out of. If you
faucet.
Still a faucet. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen these portable water containers that people might carry along with them? Like if they were doing some hot work, they might have the water container there. And usually there's some kind of thing that you can push or press down and the water will come out of it.
It's a faucet.
That's faucet too. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody call that thing a spigot or something?
No,
like that.
I haven't. What do you call a faucet? It's a faucet or a hybrid.